9, verse 23.
箴言第二十九篇第二十三节。
Proverbs 29:23.
箴言二十九篇二十三节。
A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor.
人的高傲必使他卑下，心里谦逊的必得尊荣。
Okay, let's have a short word of prayer.
那我们有些祷告。
Father, we pray that you would breathe the Holy Spirit upon your word.
父啊，我们真的是求你将圣灵浇灌在你的话上。
That you would grant each one of us a humble and a teachable heart.
将谦卑受教的心赐给我们每一个人。
We ask you to use your own precious word to encourage us and to edify us.
主啊，我们求你用你宝贵的话来鼓励我们，来建造我们。
We commit each one of us into your hands.
我们将每一个人都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Let me read Proverbs 11:2 again.
让我们再读一下箴言第十一章第二节。
When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
骄傲来，羞耻也来，谦逊人却有智慧。
I'm going to change the words a little bit.
我把这里的话稍微改一下。
To help us see where we can do with this.
看看是不是对我们有些帮助。
So I've changed the words around, okay?When humility comes, then comes honor.
就是呢说谦逊来了就带来荣耀。
But with pride, there is lack of wisdom.
而有了骄傲呢则失去了智慧。
Basically, I switched pride and humility and disgrace and honor, I just kind of mixed up those words.
也就是说呢，我把骄傲跟谦逊调换一下，将羞耻和智慧也调换了一下。
So let me read the Bible verse. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
圣经是说，骄傲来，羞耻也来，谦逊人却有智慧。
Pride and humility.
骄傲和谦虚。
Disgrace and wisdom.
羞耻和智慧。
We would like to share fellowship a bit about pride and humility. Looking at a couple of people in the Bible.
下面呢，我们用圣经中的几个人物来看一下骄傲的人和谦逊的人。
I'd like to take a look at pride first.
我们先来看骄傲。
In the person of Rehoboam. Rehoboam.
Okay. 是在
The verse
列王记上
First Kings chapter 12 Rehoboam. Rehoboam is David's grandson.
是罗伯安，就是大卫的孙子。
He's Solomon's son.
所罗门的儿子。
And when Solomon died, Rehoboam became king after Solomon.
所罗门死了之后，罗伯安就继承所罗门的王位。
King Solomon, as we know, was a great king.
所罗门王是一个伟大的王。
He had great wisdom.
他有极大的智慧。
And he even built the temple for God.
他甚至为耶和华建了圣殿。
But in order to build the temple,
为了建造圣殿。
He needed a lot of money, and he needed a lot of manpower.
他需要很多的财物和人力。
So he used the people. I mean, of course, he used the slaves from the surrounding nations, but he used the Israelites to exact taxes and a lot of work.
他既使用了周围邻国的人作为奴隶，他也使用了本国以色列人，他也征收了很多的税。
When King Solomon died,
所罗门王死了之后
the people went to Rehoboam.
那人呢大家就到了罗伯安那里。
And they said to him, you know, your father, he's been pretty harsh on us.
对他说，你父亲对我们 很严厉。
He demanded a lot from us.
他向我们要求了很多。
We need a break.
我们需要一些休息。
So we're asking you to give us a break.
所以求你让我们能够有休息。
Take it easy on us.
不要对我们带那样的严厉。
So when the people asked him this, Rehoboam told them to let me think about it.
罗伯安就对他们说，让我想一想这件事。
Let's read from 1 Kings chapter 12, 4 to 11.
我们来念《列王记上》第十二章一到四节。
Your father made our yoke hard. Therefore, lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you.
第十二章第四节，你父亲使我们负重轭，做苦工。现在求你使我们做的苦工、负的重轭轻松些。
Then he said to them,
我们就侍奉你。
Then he said to them, Depart for 3 days, then return to me. So the people departed.
罗伯安对他们说，你们暂且去，第三日再来见我，民就去了。
And King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, How do you counsel me to answer this people?
罗伯安之父所罗门在世的日子，有侍立在他面前的老年人罗伯安和他们商议说，你们给我出什么主意，我好回复这民。
Then they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to this people today, will serve them, grant them their petition, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever.
老年人对他说，现在王若苦待这民如仆人，我若服侍这民如仆人，用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。
But he forsook the counsel of the elders which they had given him and consulted with the young men who grew up with him and served him.
王却不用老年人给他出的主意，就和那些与他一同长大在他面前侍立的少年人商议。
So he said to them, What counsel do you give that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Lighten the yoke which your father put on us.
说这民对我说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些，你们给我出什么主意，我好回复他们。
And the young men who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you shall say to this people who spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, now you make it lighter for us. But you shall speak to them, My little finger is thicker than my father's loins.
那同他长大的少年人说，这民对王说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些。王要对他们如此说，我的小拇指头比我父亲的腰还粗。
Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.
我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子责打你们。
Rehoboam liked being king.
罗伯安喜欢做王。
He liked his position as a prince as he was growing up.
当他在还是王子在长大的过程中，他就喜欢这个位置。
When Rehoboam was growing up, all his friends that he kept were the ones who said good things to him.
那么跟他一同长大的这些少年人呢，总是对他说好话。
If he had somebody who said something unkind to him,
如果有人对他说不友好的话,
or even truthfully said something to him to rebuke him,
虽然是真话责备他的话,
that friend was never invited back to the castle.
那么罗伯安就再也不会邀请他们回到王宫。
He kept the ones who said, Oh, you're great.
那他就那些对他说好话的人，他就和他们在一起。
The friends that he maintained over the years, the ones who always praised him.
跟他在一起这么多年的朋友，总是夸奖他的朋友。
You're great.
总是说你了不起。
So think about Rehoboam and Solomon.
我们可以比较一下罗伯安和所罗门。
While Rehoboam is growing up, Solomon was the wisest king in the whole world.
当在罗伯安成长的过程中，所罗门王是这个世界上最伟大、最有智慧的王。
He was world famous. People from all over the world came to visit him to pay respects and to see how wise he was.
他是世界上最有名的王，世界各地的人都到耶路撒冷来欣赏他的智慧，来 来称赞他。
Solomon was rich.
所罗门也极其富有。
And there was peace over the land.
而且也带来和平。
Solomon was a great king.
他是一个伟大的王。
And here Rehoboam is growing up.
当罗伯安长大的时候。
He didn't accomplish anything.
他没有做任何事。
But he grew up thinking he was somebody.
但是他自以为自己是很了不起。
He thought he was great.
他觉得他很伟大。
So when Solomon dies and he becomes king,
所罗门死了之后他就成为王。
And the people come and say, hey, take it easy on us.
那么众民就来到他的面前请他啊请他可以减轻他们的恶。
At first he looks pretty wise. He says, let me think about it.
一开始他表现得很有智慧说让我想一想。
And he consults the elders who counseled his own father.
他就询问那些侍立在他父亲面前的老年人。
So when they say, if you will be a servant to this people,
他们对他说，如果你服侍这些人，
they will be your servants forever.
他们就会永远的服侍你。
He didn't like this word,
但是
being a servant.
但是呢，他不喜欢做仆人。
Me be a servant?
让我做仆人吗？
I'm the king.
我是一个王啊。
I'm not going to take your advice.
No, 我不会听他们的劝告。
Right, let me talk to my friends.
让我问一下我的朋友。
See what they say.
他们说什么呢？
They said, your little finger is bigger than your father's waist.
他说你的小拇指比你父亲的腰还粗。
Don't give in to them.
不要听他们的。
He liked what he heard.
这样的话他喜欢听。
Rehoboam liked it.
罗伯安喜欢这样的话。
My little finger is bigger than my father's waist.
哇，我的小拇指比我父亲的腰还粗。
You guys are right. I'm pretty great.
你们说的真的不错，我确实很了不起。
I'll show these people.
我要告诉这些人说。
So when they came back in 3 days,
三天之后，当他们再来的时候
，He was very harsh with them.
他对他们就很严厉。
My father was hard on you. I'm going to be even harder on you.
我父亲对你们严厉，我对你们更严厉。
If you continue reading. The Israelites did not like that answer.
读下去你就会知道以色列人不喜欢这样对待他们。
The Israelites said, forget it.
以色列人说够了。
We're leaving.
我们要离开。
We're not going to serve you.
我们再也不服侍你了。
10 out of the 12 tribes of Israel
12个支派之中有10个支派
revolted and left.
他们背叛就离开了。
Rehoboam said, "Hey, I'm king. You can't do this."
罗伯安说，我是王，你们不可以这样。
So he gathered an army together.
所以他召集了军队。
And said, "We're going to fight."
我们要去打仗。
I'll show them who's boss.
我告诉他们谁是王。
So he gathered the soldiers together.
所以他召集了他的兵。
They were about to go fight.
然后去打仗。
And God sends a prophet.
但是神差遣一个先知。
Don't go.
不要去。
Don't go.
不要去。
You go, you're going to lose.
如果去的话，你们就会打败。
So the soldiers, they said, we better not go.
那些兵就说，我们最好不要去了。
So Rehoboam lost 10 tribes without a fight.
所以呢，罗伯安还没有打仗就失去了十个支派。
Only Judah and Benjamin.
只有犹大支派跟便雅悯支派会跟他在一起。
Rehoboam, his pride got in the way.
罗伯安的骄傲使他变成这样。
His pride clouded his judgment.
他的骄傲使他失去了判断的能力。
And his pride resulted in his disgrace.
结果呢，就是给他带来羞耻。
10 of the 12 tribes were lost.
失去了十二个支派中的十个支派。
This shows us about pride and what can happen as a result of that.
这就告诉我们说骄傲及其带来的结果。
Because pride will get in our way of making wise decisions.
因为骄傲我们就不能再有智慧的判决。
In our pride, we make wrong choices.
我们会做出错误的选择。
Another person I would like to look at now is David.
我们要看的另一个人就是大卫。
David, Rehoboam's grandfather, was a very wise man.
大卫也就是罗伯安的祖父，他是一个很有智、非常有智慧的人。
That's because he was humble.
因为他很谦卑。
David was a humble man.
大卫是一个谦卑的人。
David, from a very young age, acknowledged that it was God who gave him all things.
当大卫还很小的时候，他就知道，他就承认是神给他的一切。
His possessions.
他的位置，他的地位。
His abilities.
他的能力。
His gifts.
他的能力，他的智慧啊，他的恩赐。
And the talents.
以及他的财富啊，他的天赋。
Whatever he had, he acknowledged.That it came from God.
他都承认是从神来的。
It was God who gave him all the things that he had.
是神把他所有的一切交给他。
Whenever he was delivered, he acknowledged that it was God's hand who delivered him from his enemies.
每次他征战得胜，都知道他知道是神把仇敌交给他，交在他的手中。
And when he was disciplined,
当他受啊受神管教的时候
，he humbled himself before the Lord.
他就在神面前谦卑。
I would like to look at three portions from Scripture that shows to us how humble David is.
我们来看三处圣经，我们一同来看啊，大卫是多么的谦卑。
First Samuel 17.
撒母耳记上第十七章。
First Samuel 17:34.
第十七章第三十四节。
I'm sorry. Did I say 17, right? Okay.
Yeah, 17:34.
But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock."
大卫对扫罗说，你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中牵了一只羊羔去。
I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him.
我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。
Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them.Since he has taunted the armies of the living God.
你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的腓力士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。
And David said, The Lord has delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the bear. He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪。也必救我脱离这腓力士人的手。
This is right before he goes to fight Goliath.
这是在他去跟哥利亚征战之前。
You had the Philistine army here.
腓力士人的军队在这里。
And you had the Israelite army here.
以色列的军队在这里，在那边。
Goliath comes out and he challenges them.
哥利亚在前面骂阵。
I will fight anybody.
我任何人我都可以打死。
If you win, we will serve you.
如果你们胜了我，我们就服侍你。
If your champion wins, we will serve you.
如果你们赢了，我们就服侍。
But if I win, you serve us.
如果我赢了，你们就要服侍我。
You guys know how the Israelite army responded, right?
大家都知道以色列军队是怎样的回应。
They were shaking.
他们在颤抖。
He was, I don't know how many feet, but he was a giant.
哥利亚是个巨人。
Probably twice as tall, almost as twice as tall as all the Israelite soldiers.
他几乎比以色列所有的士兵都要高一倍。
Nobody dared to step forth.
没有人敢上前来。
Everybody was scared.
每个人都害怕。
Even King Saul was scared.
甚至连扫罗王都害怕。
So when David comes and he says, "Hey, what's going on?"
大卫来的时候就问说怎么回事。
The other soldiers come. Hey, you see that giant?
其他人就问他说：“你有没有看到那个巨人？”
He's challenging us.
他向我们挑战。
He's challenging. He's asking to fight a champion from us.
他跟我们说,
if he wins, we serve them. If we win, our champion wins, they serve us.
如果他赢了,我们就要服侍他。如果我们当中的人赢了他,那么他就来服侍我。
And David goes to Saul and says, let me fight him.
大卫就对扫罗说,
and Saul says, look at you.
扫罗说,
you're just a boy.
你不过是一个孩子。
This guy, he's been a soldier since he was young. He was your age.
这个你看看那个人, 他像你这么小的年纪的时候, 他就是战士了。
You're small.
你很小。
He's big.
他很大。
You can't fight him.
你没办法跟他打。
And David said, you know, when I was young,
大卫说, 我小的时候,
I'm young, but when I was younger,
那我更小的时候,
I was watching my sheep,
我看顾我的羊,
and a lion came, took a sheep, took a lamb.
狮子来了, 叼走了一只羊,
I went after this lion,
我就追赶,
and I took the lamb back.
我把羊抢回来,
and when I took the lamb back, he wasn't happy, he wanted to fight me.
我把羊抢回来, 他狮子就回来要咬我,
so when he came after me, I killed him.
他来追我的时候,
same thing happened with a bear.
跟熊也是一样。
I don't know. If you kill the bear or a lion with bare hands,
如果你赤手空拳杀死了狮子或者熊的话,
if I was David,
如果我是大卫,
you know, you gotta be honest. If a lion came after you,
说真的, 如果一个狮子来追你,
in real life,
真的, 真的, 真这么回事,
I would probably leave a puddle.
我可能赶快就吓得屁滚尿流。
He said, 屁股. But David, he was brave and he faced the lion and he killed him.
但是大卫很勇敢, 他敢面对狮子并且把他杀死。
If I killed the lion barehanded,
如果赤手空拳杀了一只狮子,
man, I would impress myself.
我会自我感觉非常好。
I would be so proud.
我会非常的自豪。
I'd go home, I'd tell all my brothers, I'd tell everybody I see, you know what, I just killed the lion.
我回家以后会告诉每一个人, 知不知道我杀死一个狮子。
So when David reports to Saul that he actually killed a lion and a bear,
但是当大卫告诉扫罗说他曾经杀死过狮子和熊的时候,
he adds,
他加上说,
the Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear.
是神把我从狮子和熊的爪下拯救出来。
David acknowledges the Lord.
大卫承认是神做的这一切。
He didn't kill the lion and say, hey, I'm great.
他杀了狮子以后, 他不是说, 我多了不起。
He killed the lion and he said, thank you, Lord.
他杀了狮子之后, 他说, 感谢主。
You delivered me from the paw of the lion.
你救我脱离了狮子的爪。
David has his perspectives right.
大卫看见的是正确的。
2 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记。
Chapter 16.
第十六章,
2 Samuel 16.
撒母耳记下第十六章,
5 to 11.
第五节到第十二节,
2 Samuel 16, 5 to 11.
第五节到第十一节.
When King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out cursing continually as he came.
大卫王到了巴户林, 见有一个人出来, 是扫罗族基拉的儿子, 名叫士美, 他一面走, 一面咒骂。
And he threw stones at David and all the servants of King David and all the people and all the mighty men that were at his right hand and at his left.
又拿石头砍大卫王和王的臣仆, 众民和勇士都在王的左右。
And thus Shimei said when he cursed, "Get out, get out, you man of bloodshed and worthless fellow."
示每咒骂说，你这流人血的坏人啊，去吧，去吧。
The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man of bloodshed.
你流扫罗全家的血，接续他作王，耶和华这罪归在你身上，将这国交给你儿子亚沙龙，现在你自取其祸，因为你是流人血的人。
Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over now and cut off his head."
希鲁雅的儿子亚比塞对王说，这死狗岂可咒骂我主我王呢？求你容我过去，割下他的头来。
But the king said, "What have I to do with you, O sons of Zeruiah? If he curses, and if the Lord has told him, curse David, then who shall say, why have you done so?"
王说，希鲁雅的儿子，我与你们有何关涉呢？他咒骂是因耶和华吩咐他说，你要咒骂大卫，如此谁敢说你为什么这样行呢？
Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "Behold, my son who came out from me seek my life. How much more now this Benjaminite? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him."
大卫又对亚比塞和众臣仆说，我亲生的儿子尚且寻索我的性命，何况这便雅悯人呢？由他咒骂嘛，因为这是耶和华吩咐他的。
Here David is fleeing from Absalom.
大卫呢，在躲避亚沙龙。
His own son.
他自己的儿子。
Who claimed the kingdom, the kingship?
他做了王。
David was scared for his life because Absalom somehow gained a lot of supporters for himself.
因为亚沙龙的势力很大，所以呢，大卫就害怕逃跑。
And David, with his loyal people, they fled with the tail between their legs.
那大卫就和那些忠于他的人就如丧家之狗一样在逃跑。
They had to sneak out of the palace and flee from Absalom.
所以呢，他们要跑。
So while they're on their way away from the palace.
当他们在逃跑的路上，
Shimei comes along.
示美出现。
He starts cursing him.
开始咒骂他们。
Starts picking up stones and throwing stones at him.
捡起石头来打他们。
Most kings would have turned to his soldier, "Go cut off his leg. Go cut off his head."
如果是其他的王的话，都会对他的兵说，去把他的头砍下来。
But when Abishai, I guess he's looking. David doesn't say anything. David's just taking it.
他的元帅亚比沙就一直在等大卫向他说话，但是呢，大卫就是一直不讲话。
Abishai turns to David and said, "Let me go over there and chop his head off."
所以亚比沙就大卫说，我去，让我去把他的头砍下来，割下他的头来。
You know, we may think, I think many people, other kings, if they read this story about David, they would say he's a weak guy.
其他的王读到这样的故事的时候，都会觉得说大卫他是真的是一个很软弱的王。
How weak can a man be?
这个人何等的软弱。
How shameless can a king be?
这个王真的是太丢脸了。
He calls himself king.
他自称是王。
And takes this abuse from a nobody.
但是呢，却受这样的人的，却受一个什么都不是的人的侮辱。
But David, whenever he is confronted with a situation,
大卫每当他面对这种情形的时候，
whether the situation is good or bad,
无论是好是坏。
He knows his place before the Lord.
他知道他在神面前的地位。
Let him alone. Let him curse. For the Lord has told him.
不要管他，让他咒诅，因为这是出于耶和华。
If we go back even further than Absalom's claim to the kingship,
如果我们向前读，读到亚沙龙他做王的时候
，Remember David had committed sin with Bathsheba.
因为大卫跟伯示巴犯了罪。
And the Lord had sent Nathan to King David.
所以呢，耶和华就差遣拿单到大卫那里来
，pointing out the sin.
指出他的罪。
And the Lord had told King David through Nathan, "I'm going to discipline you."
所以呢，耶和华就借着拿单告诉大卫说要惩罚他。
I'm going to punish you.
要责备他，要管教他，要惩罚他。
I'm going to discipline you for your sin.
我要因着你的罪管教你。
And David is acknowledging that this is part of the Lord's discipline.
所以大卫承认这是神的管教。
He doesn't just see that nobody cursing him and throwing stones at him.
他看到的不是说那个什么也不是的人拿石头砍他咒诅他。
He sees, he recognizes his place before the Lord.
他是看见并且承认他在神面前的地位。
He sees that the Lord's hand is behind us.
他知道在这后面是神的手。
The last portion I'd like to look at is 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
最后我们要看的是列王记第29章。
29章，历代志上第29章。10-14。
第10到第14节。
So David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed art thou, O Lord God of Israel."Blessed art thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever.
所以大卫在会众面前称颂耶和华说，耶和华我们的父，以色列的神是应当称颂直到永永远远的。
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth.Thine is the dominion, O Lord, and thou dost exalt thyself as head over all.
耶和华呀，尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛、威严都是你的。凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou dost rule over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and it lies in thy hand.To make great and to strengthen everyone.
丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛，都出于你。
Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name.
我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你，赞美你荣耀之名。
But who am I, and who are my people?That we should be able to offer as generously as this. For all things come from thee, and from thy hand we have given thee.
我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而来的献给你。
But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer as generously as this? For all things come from thee.And from thy hand we have given thee.
我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
This is the portion where David is dedicating items for the building of the temple.
这里讲到的是大卫把建圣殿所用的材料奉献给神。
David wanted to build a house for God.
大卫有个心愿，就是为神建殿。
But God said, "No."
但是神说，不是你。
You cannot build me a house.
不是你来建殿。
Your son will build me a house, but you cannot build me a house because you, your hands have shed blood.
是你的儿子，而不是你为我建殿，因为你的手上有血。
David didn't go to his room and pout.
大卫并没有回去然后抱怨。
David didn't put a throw a tantrum.
David.
Tantrum. Get mad.
大卫呢也没有因此而不高兴。
Instead, David said, okay, if I can't build God's house, I'm going to prepare as much as I can for my son Solomon so he can build a house.
大卫乃是说, 即使我不能为神建殿, 但是呢, 我要尽量的预备材料使我的儿子他可以为神建殿。
And David had great plans.
他有一个非常好的计划。
Extravagant plans for this temple.
他为神的殿, 他有非常非常好的计划。
Very, very expensive.
是非常贵重的。 代价极大。
And he gathered his people together.
他把他的民招到一起。
And he said, you know, God has blessed us.
神祝福我们。
He's not going to let me build a house, but I want to make preparations.
虽然我不能为神进殿, 但是我要做准备。
I'm going to offer this much for the building of the temple.
我要为建殿而奉献这样许多。
And the people, they were encouraged.
所以大家都得到了激励。
They said, we want to give too.
他说我们也要奉献。
And they brought gold and silver and bronze.
他们带来了金银铜铁。
They collected a lot of precious stones.
带来了许多的宝石。
For the building of the temple.
来建殿。
So when all these treasures were gathered, David gave this prayer.
当他们有了这些宝物之后, 大卫就献上这样一个祷告。
But you see at the end,
在最后,
in verse 12, he says, both riches and honor come from thee.
第十二节说, 丰富尊荣都从你而来。
In verse 14, but who am I?
第十四节说, 我又算什么?
And who are these people?
我的民算什么?
That we should be able to offer as generously as this.
我们竟能如此乐意奉献。
He recognizes that all the gold and the silver and the bronze and the precious stones that they offer, that the people offered,
他认识到众民所奉献的金银铜, 这些还有各样的宝石。
Do you have in our children's Sunday school,
在儿童主日学里面,
we have a offering.
我们都鼓励孩子奉献。
And when we have an offering, the kids, they offer like a dollar, usually.
这个时候很多孩子就会拿出一块钱。
But the money that they offer, put in the offering bag,
放在奉献袋里面,
they didn't go to work that week.
那一个礼拜并没有什么作用。
Earn that money.
或者,
they didn't earn it.
Okay, 这他们所奉献的钱并不是他们自己挣的,
Somebody gave it to them.
是别人给的,
and they took that money and offered it.
他们拿了这个钱来奉献。
David is saying, the gold that we have, the precious stones that we have, that we offered, were given to us by you.
大卫乃是说, 我们所奉献给你的 金银还有这些宝石是从你而来。
Because you, God, have the authority and the power to do so.
因为权柄能力都是出于神。
David knows his place before the Lord.
他知道，大卫知道他在神面前的位置。
Because he knows his position before the Lord.
因为他知道他在神面前的位置。
He can even be humble before other people.
所以呢，他甚至可以在人的面前谦卑。
When he can boast that he can kill a lion and a bear,
虽然他可以夸口说他可以杀死狮子和熊。
And even after he killed Goliath,
甚至他杀死了哥利亚之后。
You know those movies?
In a movie, 大家看过的电影,
something like that happens, they put them on the shoulder and say, yeah, he's great.
如果在电影里面的话, 就是这样的镜头, 就是众人把他扛在肩上而欢呼。
But David knew, even before God delivered Goliath into his hands,
大卫知道, 就是甚至哥利, 神还没有把哥利亚交在他手中的时候,
David said, God is going to deliver Goliath into my hands.
大卫就说, 神会把哥利亚交在我手中。
Shimei, I don't know where in the family tree of Saul, King Saul, Shimei was.
不知道在这个 家族的树中当中, 扫罗他的位置。
But when he's throwing stones at David and cursing
him, 家谱这个树上面的位置
compared to David he's a nobody
与大卫相比 示美的什么都不是
but David humbles himself
但是大卫却谦卑自己
Rehoboam if somebody like that if the same if Rehoboam was in the same situation
如果换成罗伯安的话
Abishai would not even have asked him. He would have said, told somebody to go chop off his head.
那个亚比萨根本都不用问他, 就会去把示美的头割下来。
And David, he knew and he acknowledged the fact that all his life,
大卫知道他生命当中所有的一切,
whatever he had,
他所有的一切,
whether it's material,
无论是物质的,
or honor,
或者他的尊荣,
or victories,
或者他的胜利,
anything,
所有的一切,
David acknowledges that it was given to him.
大卫都认识到是神给他的。
In James chapter 4,
雅各书第四章,
James chapter 4, verse 6,
第六节, 雅各书第四章第六节,
God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人, 赐恩给谦卑的人。
Verse 10 reads,
第十节,
Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and He will extol you.
勿要在主面前自卑, 主必叫你们升高。
Pride and humility,
骄傲与谦卑,
it's an exercise of our will.
是我们
Pride is not something we're born with.
并不是, 骄傲并不是我们生来,
and neither is humility something we are born with.
谦卑同样也不是我们生,
it's an exercise of our will.
乃是我们意志,
Even Jesus himself, he humbled himself.
甚至主耶稣自己他也谦卑下,
Jesus exercised his will.
他 用他的意志
to humble himself
来使自己谦卑
and when we act proud
当我们骄傲的时候
when we think we're better than other people
让我们觉得自己比别人强的时候
when we look down on other people
我们看不起别人的时候
when we think we're somebody
我们觉得我们自以为是的时候
it's an exercise of our will
乃是我们在运用我们的意志
on the other hand
从另一方面讲 智慧
Wisdom.
智慧,
wisdom that David had.
大卫的智慧,
is given.
是神所给的,
you can gain it.
你可以得到的,
you can not so much earn it, but in Proverbs it tells the reader to get wisdom.
不是你挣得的, 而是你得到的,
you can we work for money.
我们挣钱,
we can get wisdom.
我们可以得智慧
Wisdom also is not something we're born with
智慧也不是我们与生俱来的
But clearly God tells us He is opposed to the proud
神很清楚地告诉我们说他阻挡骄傲的人
But He gives grace to the humble
但是赐恩给谦卑的人
James encourages us to humble yourselves before the Lord
雅各鼓励我们说, 勿要在神面前自卑,
and he will lift you up.
主必叫你们升高。
We can be humble.
我们可以谦卑。
We can be proud.
我们也可以骄傲。
When we consider, when we read the story of Rehoboam,
我们读波罗恩的故事。
And when we read the story about David,
我们读大卫的故事。
Don't you sometimes when you read the Bible, like let's say you're reading Rehoboam,
读圣经，比如说我们读到罗伯安。
It's almost you could watch it on a movie. You could play out the scene in your mind.
你可以呢把这些情形从你的脑海中浮现，就像看电影一样。
And you kind of scratch your head and go, man, how could he do that?
你会觉得很不理解，说他怎么会这样呢？
How foolish can he be?
这个人太愚蠢了。
And when we read about David,
我们读大卫的时候，
the same way we can kind of play out the scene in our minds.
同样在我们的心，在我们的脑海里面，我们可以把这些情形呢，啊，像放电影一样看一遍。
And we give our thumbs up as an approval.
我们就会像大卫呢，翘起手指头。翘起大拇指来。
As much as we judge people like Rehoboam,
当我们来论断像罗伯安这样的人的时候，
I wonder if we recognize that.
我不知道你有没有发现，
We are more like Rehoboam than we are like David.
其实我们更像罗伯安，而不那么像大卫。
We are a lot closer to Rehoboam in our hearts.That we are to David.
而我们的心呢，乃是更接近罗伯安，而不是呢更接近大卫。
When the Lord helps us to see that and to recognize that,
愿神帮助我们，让我们可以看见这一点，让我们也承认这一点。
That's like the first step.
这是第一步。
May the Lord give us a humble heart.
愿神赐给我们一个在他面前谦卑的心。
May the Lord teach us how to be like Jesus.
愿神教导我们怎样能够像主耶稣。
To teach us how to humble ourselves before the Lord.
教导我们在神面前如何谦卑自己。
Okay, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for Jesus.
父啊，我们为主耶稣基督而感谢你。
Before we knew Jesus.
当我们还不认识耶稣的时候。
Before we knew you.
我们还不认识你的时候，
we had no hope.
我们没有盼望。
We had no hope for salvation.
我们没有得救的盼望。
We had no hope for progress.
我们没有进步的盼望。
We had no hope but to be stuck as sinners.
我们不过是在罪人当中没有盼望。
But we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是为主耶稣基督的名，我们感谢你。
That you have rescued us from this world.
你把我们从这个世界拯救出来。
That you have saved us from our sin.
你把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Father, we confess that we are like Rehoboam.
我们向你承认，我们实在像罗伯安一样。
That deep in our hearts,
在我们内心深处乃是骄傲。
Give us a heart like David.
把一个大卫那样的心赐给我们。
Give us a heart to be humble before you.
给我们一个在你面前谦卑的心。
So that you can bless us.
所以你可以祝福我们。
So that you can bless us to be more and more like Jesus.
你可以让我们越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.